So we're just discussing a point here in the Megillah, which is a matter of pshat. All right? So it says like this. It says, originally Haman was successful, and the decree was given that the Jews should be destroyed on Yud Gimel Adar. This was when? This was Yud Gimel Nisan, the year before. Okay. So then what happened? So the whole story happened with, I spoke at length last time about the, you know, about the chachma that Esther used in order to have Haman convicted, with bring him to the Mishnah. This we spoke about last time. I'm not going to go over that point. I don't know if I mentioned one time, the Rav one time said, pshat in the whole sequence. He wanted to say that, how did Esther prove that that Haman was a Rasha? Because what she showed, what she demonstrated was that, see, the apparently he was having problems, Achashverosh, because it says, Balailahu nodda shnas ha-melech. He's having problems after the whole big banquet was over, and now he had to get back to reality, and he's having problems insofar as his kingdom was concerned. So he knew there were different factions. So Balailahu nodda shnas ha-melech was, he realized there were different factions and became suspicious of different people. What is going on here? So already, Balailu Nodashnas HaMelech, he was thinking already of the problems that he had, and he was very concerned that there is something serious going on here. So what did he do? He started to read the Sefer Zichronos, and then he saw that Mordechai did something good for the king, and he wasn't rewarded. So the king always wants to promote loyalty. So someone who did something good, saved the life of the king, he should be honored. So he recognized that he's in trouble, that something's brewing. And he says, now what he said was that the person who saved the king, he's the one that should be have public honor, because he wanted to promote loyalty, you see. Now what the Rav said was that what Esther demonstrated was that really Haman was in a plot against Achashverosh. See, Haman was an egomaniac. And Achashverosh recognized this part of his personality. So what Esther showed was that Haman's plan to destroy the Jews is not really just to destroy the Jews, but it's a plot to overthrow the government. And that's why the worst thing for government is if civilians are armed. Because when civilians are armed, then they take the title wanted or on in. So she convinced Achashverosh that that was really Haman's plot, to arm the civilians to destroy the Jews, and then he will move in and take over, and he has the armed civilians, and he can take over the whole government, you see. So that was then, and the Rav proved, he had an interesting proof, because when Haman fell on Esther's bed, so Achashverosh used a strange expression. He said, "Hagam lichbosh es hamalka imi baboyes." What did he mean by that? So the ancient custom was that when a kingdom was taken over, that the victor, the new king would take the old king's queen. That's why he said, "Hagam lichbosh es hamalka imi baboyes." Is this what you intend to do? Because that was the way things were. That was the custom in those times. Yeah. What I want to answer is something further. What happened later? So what happened was, so then he was convinced. So Achashverosh was convinced that Haman is trying to destroy him, and he condemned him to death. But then he said like this. Then he placed Mordechai al Beis Haman, made him prominent, and then the problem was what to do, because already the decree Iksav was given out that the Jews should be destroyed. So there was a problem, and Achashverosh mentioned a problem. He says that he said like this: "says V'atem kisvul ayudim katov beinecha." He says why? Because I can't rescind, I can't cancel, withdraw the decree that I gave, because when a king is anything that has a stamp of the melech can't be returned. I look like I'm crazy. Can't do that, because you lose your power. So he told him, he says, Kisvol Ahidim Katov Beinechem. Yeah, but it's a strange phenomenon. So what is it? Now he's going to look like a crazy man altogether. First he gives out a Ksav that the Jews should be destroyed, and now he gives out, and now he endorses the opposite of the Jew. Yeah, they can do what they want. Yeah. Right. An interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. But the, if, how could they defend themselves against all these people altogether? I mean, how many Jews were there? They're talking about Malchus Achashverosh, Mehoidavat Kush, millions of people. How are they going to defend themselves? That itself is a difficulty. You've got to defend yourself against against these people. How are they going to do it? Okay. So, it's a disturbing, feature in the Megillah. What kind of a plan was this? So it's interesting. I thought of an answer, but then I found an Ibn Ezra that asked the same question. Basically, it's an interesting. I'll tell you his pshat. I'll tell you my pshat also. I probably wouldn't have thought about it if I would have seen Ibn Ezra first. He says like this. It's Ibn Ezra on Ches Ches. He says, Yesh Lishol, Loma Kosav Mordechai, La Rog Sone Yehudim. Why did Mordechai write to destroy the enemies of the Jews? Varav Lova Lahem Sheyim Latu. He's just, Jews don't want blood. I mean, they don't want to kill the other people. They should just be happy, be satisfied that they're saved. I mean, it's like asking, don't ask more than he may change his mind. I mean, take maybe. Should be saved, and that's it. What do you want to? Why should he have to destroy the Sonny Israel? So he says like this. He says, "Da." He says you should know ki chacham gadlaya, that Mordechai was a big chacham. He says like this. The hine Achashverosh amalo asay kol mashetuchal kedei limolit amcha. He says Achashverosh told him do whatever you want in order to save your nation. Apparently he wasn't going to think it out, Achashverosh. He says Achashverosh basically gave Mordechai a problem. He said, look, I want to save the Jews, but look, this is the situation. I already gave a decree that all Jews should be destroyed. You work it out. I'm not going to I can't do any more. You think about it. Okay, so if you say Melech Tipeshai, you understand why he said it. So he says like this. So he says that Mordechai figured out what to do. He said like this. He says, "V'hinei hutzrach Mordechai lichtov kain." This is what Mordechai actually wrote. He says, "De'u, you should know, shehamelech tziva lahaman shehaya mishnah lamelech sheyichtov ksav b'shem hamelech." He says the king told Haman to write a ksav in the name of the king. V'nasma hamelech tabato lachzom ba. And he gave him his ring to seal it, to sign it. Sheyagu Yehudim esoyvehem, that the Jews should destroy their enemies. Bishlosh also lechodesh Adar. V'hinei Haman hofach adavar. He says Haman really switched it. And sheyehargu haYehudim b'yom haNiska. He really switched it, that the Jews should be killed. When the melech discovered this, talu aleitz. So he hung him on the tree. Ala sheshalach yada by Yehudim hefech ratzan hamelech. V'zeh pirish ubevoa lefnei hamelech kasha afaresh. V'hinei ha'ed ha'nemon shenit lohamon. V'tziva hamelech lehikasev svam acherim v'nechtemu tabata k'tzon ha'esh v'zeh nafachu. Okay. That's what he says. That means v'nafachu. Benafachum means, okay. So that's what Ibn Ezra said. Ibn Ezra says that basically what Achashverosh did was he presented Mordechai with a problem. So he can't do anything about the original Ksav. Now you have to work out some way to save the Jews. So he said what he did was he told him that Mordechai actually wrote in the second Ksav that actually what happened was that Achashverosh first Ksav was really, this was the first Ksav. But Haman switched it around. And therefore, this was the original ksav of the melech, and this was the original ksav of the melech, and the proof is that the melech, when he discovered this, he hung Haman, and he placed Mordechai over the house of Haman. You see? That's what the Ibn Ezra said. That's the Ibn Ezra's shot. I was thinking of a little bit of a different shot. No, it's possible. Well, that's why he said that the Jews must destroy the enemies. Because that was the original question. Why should Mordechai bother with the destruction of the enemies, the anti-Semites? Okay? The only question you could ask is like this. But if that was the case, so then how could Haman do that? But then it's going to be discovered in 11 months from now that he went against the king's decree. You see, if that was the case. You see? No, so with that, because with the Rav's answer, it would explain that question. Because that was really, in other words, his plan was from the revolution. And then he was going to take over. That would answer the question. Because one question you ask on the Ibn Ezra, is how could Haman get away with such a thing? In 11 months from now, we're going to see it's not true? The king's going to kill him then? Right? The Rav's answer would be very good. That actually there was an extended statement. In other words, and Haman really had intended to overthrow the government, to arm the civilians and overthrow the government. So that would explain, that would answer that question on the Ibn Ezra. Okay? I hadn't seen the Ibn Ezra. I hadn't seen the Ibn Ezra. But the question occurred to me. I had worked out I was thinking along a little bit different lines. I was thinking like this. You could say that it says, Kiksov Asher Nichtav B'Shem HaMelech. It can't be returned. You can't change it. But actually, like this. In other words, that Mordechai wrote... So what Mordechai wrote was as follows. He said that Haman came to the king, and he wanted to destroy the Jews. And the king went along with him, but for one purpose. The purpose was he wanted to discover who the enemies of the Jews are. You see? And now what he's doing is, on the contrary, in order to demonstrate what he really feels, he hung Haman, and all those, because there's another question, how do they know who the enemies are? The Jews were allowed to destroy all the anti-Semites. So what Mordechai wrote was that the king, Haman, was an anti-Semite, and the king went along with him for one reason. In order to uncover who the anti-Semites were. And now the king hung Haman, and all those people that were ready to destroy the Jews ought to be killed. You see?
Went along with him.
There's one point that would seem to be in favor of this. Of course, there's a problem. When did this occur? When did all this occur? It occurred actually right away, like we said, because Mordechai told Esther, if immediately you don't do anything, if you let this rest for one day, then the king's never going to listen to you, because he's going to think he can appease you in the future. So that's why she had to go right away to the king. Right away, because I had 11 months, but I had to be done right away. But you take a look in the Megillah, when was this written? When did the second Ksav go out? When did the second Ksav go out?
After Haman was destroyed.
Haman was destroyed right away. But the second Ksav didn't go out till much later, till Sivan, the Shlosha of the Esrimbo, the 23rd day of Sivan. That's from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. That's over 2 months. Question is, why so much time? The Yosef Lekach appears in the Megillah, asks the question, why so much time? I mean, you see right away when you take a look, why so much time? I think according to my pshat, it would be very good. Why? Because once the decree was given that they can destroy the Jews, so they were getting ready. The anti-Semites were getting ready at that time. And apparently they were getting ready in groups and planning on how to do it, when to do it. You see, who are the Jews? Find out who the Jews are. It can't be done in one day. It takes time. So really when the anti-Semites had 11 months, there was 11 months of planning involved. And they got together and they had to make sure they know who every Jew is, where they live, and to make sure that when they attack, that they destroy every Jew. You can't just destroy every Jew like this. You have to, it takes a lot of work. You see, like, Nazi Germany, Yimach Shemam. So there was, they had offices that that they were, you know, delegated to decide how to do it and to make sure they know who the Jews are. And this was all being prepared. That's why he waited 2 months to send out the second Ksav. Because then it was clear who the people are that are involved in the destruction of the Jews. Okay, so you have the two pshatim. One thing I wanted to add was that what was the whole purpose of the destruction of the anti-Semites. Basically, it wasn't a question anymore of the Jews having to defend themselves against millions of people. Because once they knew that the king endorses this, then the multitudes didn't matter anymore. But it was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that the Jews were raised to the level that the Melech recognized that the Jews are on the highest level. He placed Mordechai al Beis Haman. And v'rabim me'ame ha'oretz misyadim ki nafal pachar ha'yehudim aleihem. It means that the Jews enjoyed a very special type of respect, that they're a very special people, you see. So this was really something which it wasn't just a physical warfare. It was psychological warfare also. Because the way the Melech, it was done through the by the Melech, so there was an emotional fear that struck all the people when it came to the Jews, and that's why they were able to overpower their enemies. Otherwise, it would be impossible. So it was a psychological factor that was involved, not just the physical factor. That's why it says. But it's interesting. So therefore, what happened was that from anti-Semitism, where the Jew was considered to be the lowest creature, he was raised to the highest level. That there's something special about the Jew. That's why they were Messianic. So the Jew became, in the eyes of the people, a superior figure. But it's an interesting thing. In contradistinction to the concept of superiority of Haman. Because what was the idea of Haman? The idea of Haman was that the Jews are an inferior race. You see, an inferior race. And that he was a superior person. You see, he was a superior person. He made himself into a god that was the deification of man. But what was the result insofar as the Megillah was concerned when the opposite was came about, that the Jew is a superior person. So it says, La Yudamaisa Ora Vesimcha Vesasam Vyakar. So Chazal say Ora, what does Ora represent? Ora represents Torah. Ora represents Torah. This Ora Vesimcha, Vesimcha Chazal say is Yomtif. Because Yomtif is Simcha. Vesasam Chazal say means Mila, Bris Mila. And the Yakar is Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. Because it says that V'roch Olamei Oretz K'shem Hashem Nikro Alecha V'yoro Mimecha. So what does Chazal mean by this statement? Chazal mean that when the people recognize the superiority of the Jew, it wasn't the superiority of the Jew insofar as a personality is concerned. That's Avodah Zarah. That was Haman. Haman represented the idea of the deification of man, which is Avodah Zarah. But the superiority of the Jew, Lahidam Oysa Aura V'Simcha, it means, what is the Aura V'Simcha? The Aura V'Simcha was that they returned to the concept of the Torah. That's the Aura. And the Simcha Shel Yontif. What is the Simcha Shel Yontif? It means Lifnei Hashem. And then Sason means Bris Mila. Bris Mila means, Mila represents the idea that man, Tomim Tiyah Imad Hashem Alekecha, that man does not believe in any other forces, but only God, and nothing else. Nothing else does he accept in terms of as a power. And the Yakor, the Roch Olamei Oretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yoro Mimecha. What is the respect for the Jew? It is Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. It's not a respect for the Jew as a person. Not a respect for the individual. As an individual, only Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. It's a reflection of of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Elu, what does Shem Hashem Nikra Lacha mean? It's Elu Tefillin Shebarosh. Why Tefillin Shebarosh? It's an interesting thing. There's Tefillin Shebiyad and Tefillin Shebarosh. But the Tefillin Shebiyad is, like the Rishonim say, is Keneged the Lev, which means the emotions. And the Tefillin Shebarosh is because it's Keneged the Machshava, the Tzelem Olakim. So the concept of the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh is that the emotions should be subordinated and be in line with the Tefillin Shel Rosh, which reflects the concepts and the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the halacha is that you must have first the Shel Yad, Shatam Lo Sol Yadecha, Voyel Tzotfos Ben Enecha. Because the Shel Yad, that whenever it's on, whenever you have the Shel Rosh, you must have the Shel Yad, Chazal say. Because the Shel Yad reflects the emotional commitment and it finds its fulfillment in the Shel Rosh, in the intellectual perfection. So what the Malchus Achashverosh from Mordechai to Parah saw in the greatness and superiority of the Jew was not the superiority of an individual, of a Ben Adam, but the superiority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is represented through Asiyas HaMitzvahs and the Os of the Tefillin. Tefillin is the Os. Milah is an Os and Tefillin is an Os. And Tefillin is the Os of the essence of the Os is in the Shel Rosh. Is in the Shel Rosh. Ro Kolam Ayaris Kishem Arashem Nikra Lecha V'yarim Mecca. That was Mekuyim in the time of Mordechai Nefer. Okay. We'll go to Lachas. Alright, so we're dealing with Allah of Megillah Ksuv Ben Aksuv. So Gemara left you Tess. Alright, and Megillah. So the Gemara says that Megakar of Megillah Ksuv Ben Aksuv is your testament Amar Alf and Amar Beis. Is Allah is that he's Lo Yatza. Alright? Because it's not Pesum and Issa. So then the Gemara said, of course, it's only if it's equal, but if it's mechzor, it's okay. If it's nicker, in other words, if it's a little shorter than the rest of the Ksuvim, or if it's a little longer, so then it's nicker, that it's a Megillah, that's different, then it's okay. In other words, the length of the pages. Alright? Or the Ksuv ben Ksuvim, it's all sewn together. But if it's longer than the rest, then it's okay. If it's shorter, then it's okay. Now, so the Gemara says, Levi Bashmol of a Kakari Kame the Rabbi Yehudim Gilak Suv Ben Xuv. Amalay, Harry Emmer, Kurban Gilak Suv Ben Xuv Layotza. So he was reading in front of him and he said, Nayotza. Amakabam Yehudim, Kurban Gilak Suv Ben Xuv Layotza. Umachi La Amucha, the Gemara says. And they mitigated, so to speak, the strength of the halacha. How? They said, B'tzibur Shana. That's only B'tzibur. But B'yachid is good. Alright? So, B'tzibur Shana. Lo Amar Lo B'tzibur. Alright? So the halacha is that Megillah Ksuv Ben Ksuv, Minat Yetzer, if you read a B'tzibur, but B'yachid you are. So the Shagasai over here asks a few powerful questions. First of all, he says, the whole halacha doesn't make any sense. First of all, where do you find the thing that a person is, Yotze B'yachid and B'tzibur are the same thing? He's not Yotze. Doesn't make any sense. And he says, moreover, a Yachid, forget about the halacha of Tzibur, but there are Yachidim also. Tzibur doesn't mean they're not Yachidim, so let them be Yotze B'teres Yachid. Right? And he says, moreover, he says, the only reason that a tzibur is because they're doing some halachic performance. If you have 100 people in the room, it's not a tzibur. It's only a tzibur because you're doing halachic performance. So if you're going to say that over here, this performance is no good for a tzibur, so then it's not, so there's no tzibur anymore. So then they're all yechidim. So then you should definitely be yotze. No. In other words, what he's saying is the whole idea doesn't make any sense. He's telling me I'm sitting here with a tzibur. And then he says, moreover, he says, where's the greater pesum minisa? But tzibur or b'yachid? He says the tzibur has more pesum minisa than the yachid. So he says it should be just the opposite. That where you're b'yachid, you're telling me that it's good enough pesum minisa if it's ksuv ben ksuvim. So where there is no real pesum minisa, but tzibur should definitely be good enough. Kal v'chomer. You're telling me if I have an additional quality of tzibur, now it makes it worse. It can't be. On the contrary, tzibur is an additional quality. It doesn't make any sense. The whole halacha doesn't make any sense. He says, "Only one way to answer this." He says, "What's the teretz?" He says, "The answer is what the Gemara means over here, betzibur. It's not referring to on Purim itself, betzibur. That's not what it's referring to. Because on Purim, you answer biyachid, tell them you answer betzibur." He says, "It's referring to the Gemara says, Magdinam Yom HaKnisa." All right. If you can't lay on Purim itself, so you magdim. So he says, then the Gemara says you must have a minyan in that case. There must be asar. If you don't have a minyan, there's no, you're not yotze. On Purim itself, it could be yotze biyachid. But when you magdim liyama knisa, yachid is nothing, because yachid is not a mice of, there's no mice of piercing, because there's no chiyuv. So then it must be tzibur. So he says, that's what it means. And that tzibur, he says, but tzibur over there is referring to that kind of a tzibur. The tzibur that you magdim liyama knisa. You see? He says, then the halacha is, in that case, halacha is megillah, ksuv ben ksuv is no good, because it's not just tzibur you need, but you need to have a megillah that stands by itself to show that this is really a pirsum of megillah. But on Purim itself, you don't need that. You don't need that pirsum on Purim itself. On Purim itself, it can be karbi yachid and karbi megillah ben ksuv ben ksuv. It's just when it's not Purim, so you have to have something additional to demonstrate the concept of pirsum and isa of megillah. So then you must have 10. Otherwise, there's no pirsum. It's not considered a ma'isa shel pirsum. And also, you must have a separate megillah to show that this is the megillah. So we're reading the megillah now, and there's pirsum of pirsum akriya. You need a pirsum akriya over there. So you must have a separate cheftza. That's only when it's not Purim you need that. He says that's what he means by tzibur. But on Purim itself, where yachid could be yotze with a megillah ksuv and ksuv, certainly a tzibur could be yotze with a megillah ksuv and ksuv. That's what he answered. It's a very nice Shagasai's answer, but I'm afraid you cannot tell the Rambam that answer. Take a look at the Rambam. Rambam has it in Beis Ches. En Korin b'tzibur b'megila aksuva ben aksuvim. V'im kara lo yata. Rambam says. Elaim kenaisi yasera al shor hayarios o chasera kadeshi yahelo heka. Alright? Aval hayochid korebo. Vafilu eno chasera velo yasera. The yotze bo yadecha vasa. Alright? So Ram says openly, the halacha, that betzibur yinat yotze and beyacha yotze. Now if you can, now here the Rambam's just talking about regular kriya. Regular kriya. On Purim itself. He's not discussing the halachas of being magdim liyom haknisa. As a matter of fact, that's brought in Perek Aleph. You see, that's brought in Perek Aleph. And where he mentions the halacha of asara by where you're not karib ismana. You see, that's in Perek Aleph halacha zayin. He says, v'chol elu shemagdimin v'korin kodem yudalid Ein korin oso b'pachas me'asara. That's what the Rambam says. Ein korin oso b'pachas me'asara. So if the Rambam's halacha was that a megillah, haksuva ben haksuvim, is no good, only when you korin oso kodim zmana, then he should have said over there, v'chol eilu shemagdimim v'korim kodim yud, ein korin oso b'pachas me'asara, ein korin oso b'megillah haksuva ben haksuvim. Not over here in Perek Beis. In Perek Beis is discussing the regular halachas of kriya and megillah. You see, the regular halachas in Perek Beis halacha ches. The Rambam is discussing the regular halachas of kriya and megillah. He is not discussing kriya and megillah kodem zmana. So therefore, the Shagas Ayah's answer is a very nice answer, but it's not a good answer for the Rambam. So the kasha comes back. The Ran was already picked up the question, actually. Same question as Shai Gesaya, how is it possible to have such a loch? But it seems that way. It seems at least he answers the question. Let's put it that way. He says, because he bases it on the Lashon, why does the Gemara say, B'tzibur Shana? The Gemara should have said, Lo Shana Wele B'tzibur, I will be Yachid as Yatza. So he's like this. He says what the Gemara means like this. B'tzibur Shana. This, it's Machula Amocha, means they weakened the halacha. They made a change. They modified it. So what does it mean? Machal amachal means like this. Lo shanu ela betzibur. I'm sorry. Betzibur shanu. Betzibur shanu. Betzibur shanu means like this. That this halacha, which said that you're not yotze, was spoken betzibur. Now, since it was spoken betzibur, since the case was betzibur, right? So it means that yochid is even lechatchila is allowed to do it, right? So if that's the case, you can't say that you're not yotze betzibur. You can only say it's halacha lechatchila betzibur, which is basically the Shagasai's point. You see? Now we'll go like this. This is the Ran. He says she'ein lo chalom alo yotze. You shouldn't say lo yotze. Don't say that. It's wrong. Why? Shelo amrel betzibur, because they only said this halacha betzibur. Aval biyachir afil lachatchila, but by yachir even lachatchila you can read with the Megillah Ksuvim and Ksuvim. Hilkach afil betzibur di eved mi ayotzer. So therefore, you must say that by a tzibur, if lachatchila yachir could do it, so a tzibur at least by the eved should be yotzer. All right, that's what he's saying. If lachatchila yachir can do it, so then the betzibur certainly b'di'evid they should be yotze. Sounds like the Shargasari's point. That's it. They're knocking it down from the fact that betzibur shonu.
He's saying in economics the Shargasari's question.
That's true. According to the Ran, you still have to work out why lachatchila betzibur you shouldn't do with a Megillah Ksuvim and Ksuvim. So then you could say that's not so hard already. Could say because betzibur it's a greater kiyum of pirsum to show a separate megillah, but b'yochid the person knows it's a separate megillah. You see, it's a kiyum, a greater kiyum of pirsum. You see, in the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara deals with the question of bismana, whether you require asara or not. It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says like this. Rashi deviates from the plain pshat in the Gemara. Why? Because Rashi says that what is the halacha that you was halacha that you need 10? It doesn't mean that it's ma'akev, that 10 is ma'akev, but it means lechatchila you should try to find 10. If you can't find 10, it's okay. What kind of halacha is that? That means according to him, if you b'di'evid, you definitely yotze with one. Rashi apparently could not comprehend the idea that Megillah, which is a chovas yochid, should require asara. On par. Did not make any sense. Okay. So, of course, when Rashi learns Rav himself as choshesh for Rav Asi, it means in the lachatchila capacity. It's very difficult. It's not so smooth a Gemara. Tosfos definitely doesn't agree with Rashi. Why? Because Tosfos is like this. He says, Mikom makom hilchas akavase de Rav. The halacha is like Rav. That what? That biyachid is yotze biyachid. Why? He says, because Rabbi Yochanan holds like him. In the second pair, because Rabbi Yochanan says that Megillah ksuvim ben ksuvim is layotze. But biyachid you are yotze. Alma shekarnas o biyachid. So you see, you are karn biyachid. If Tosfos held like Rashi, it wouldn't prove anything. Because Rashi holds that it's not a machlokas whether it's karnas or biyachid. It's definitely karnas or biyachid. The question is whether lechatchila you should run after asara or not. You see? So how could Tosfos prove from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that lechatchila you don't have to run after asara? He's speaking b'di'evid, b'yachid yeyetze. At any rate, the halacha, it seems, a lot of problems with the halacha itself. It's not so smooth. According to Rashi, what's the pshat according to Rashi? I think one time gave the definition. According to Rashi, the halacha of pirsum hanes means that a person is mechuyev to be mefarsamit to the utmost of his ability. That's pirsum. That's what we said that in Chanukah. Because we said, how come in Chanukah you could leave the Chanukah candle inside menichal shachana v'daya b'shas sakana, and not b'shas sakana, he wouldn't be yotze al shachana. So how's it possible? If you can be Yetzal Shulchanai B'Shas Sakana, so why can't you be Yetzal Shulchanai Shalom B'Shas Sakana? So we say, because halacha of pirsum means that you did the utmost possible to be mefarsam. That's the halacha of pirsum. So that's what Rashi means. It says like this. He says, Mitzvah lach zarach asara, mishum pirsum enisa. Aval ilo ashkech asara. If you can't find asara, lo omar ravasid lo likre. Shein isa kriyasa biyachad, ele mitzvah likrosu basara. That's what he says. That's what Rashi says. If you can't find 10, so then you can read a biyachid.
It's no halacha in Kriya per se, but it's halacha in Pesumei Nisa that you mechuyev to be mefarsim in the nation so far as you can. It's just like by Hanukkah. He holds the same thing like Hanukkah. Rav didn't know from that halacha. Rav held it's a chiyuv of Kriya, that's all. Now mechuyev to be mefarsim the Kriya. According to the way Rashi learns like this, the machlekes Rav and Rav Asi is the halacha that the Kriya itself is the Pirsum and that's it? Or Kriya is like Ner Hanukkah. You have to be Kari, you should try to be Kari, Bifnei Asara. It's not just halacha, the Kriya per se is the Pirsum. But Kriya is like a mitzvah Ner Hanukkah. Just like Ner Hanukkah, you have to put it in a situation of Pirsum. You have to be Kari in a situation of Pirsum. So you require, you should try to find 10. If you can't, so then you putter. So then that's it. That's a Rashi. In other words, what Rashi's saying is simply, Rashi's saying is that there's a locha that peers, that Kriya is a Maisa Pearson, just like what? Just like Ner Hanukkah. That's what Rav Asi held. Rav didn't hold away. Rav held no. It's a locha is Maisa Kriya and finished. That's it. But Barov Am Hadras Melech, everybody else, they're not talking about that. It's more than Barov Am Hadras Melech. The halacha of Ravasi's halacha. Ravasi's halacha wasn't Barov Am Hadras Melech. It was a halacha that the mitzvah of Kriya must be done, if possible, for Asara. In other words, according to him, if you had a situation of Asara and you learned B'yachid, you wouldn't be Yitzhak. See? He says, Ilo Ashkach. Aval Ilo Ashkach Asara. Lo Omer Ravasi Lo Likri. So it's mitzvah Lachzer Achar Asara. You mechuyev to go to be machzor achar asara.
Right.
If you don't have it, you're yaitzer. But if you could have easily had asara and you didn't, then it lacks in the pirsum. All Rashi's explaining over there is that since everybody's mechuyev to read the Megillah today, so now when I read the Megillah, it's a ma'isa pirsum. Because the chova gives the framework of the Megillah as pirsum anais. But if it's Shalob is mano, so now there's no chov on anybody to read the Megillah. So now I'm reading the Megillah as a yachid. It looks like I'm a meshugana. So I'm reading the Megillah. What's it got to do with it? It requires a sora to demonstrate that we got together to give the yasora pearson.
What?
If a yachid just reads the Megillah and Shalob is mano, it doesn't mean anything. It's like a person, a guy's going to read the Parshas Bereishis. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything. The Maisa doesn't have any credibility. If Asura get together to read a Megillah, then the Maisa is considered endowed by the mere fact that Asura Kore, that it's a Kriya B'tzibor, the Kriya Satzibor, gives it a Chalos of Kriya Samegillah. Gives it a Chalos of Kriya Samegillah. You understand what I mean? And with that Chalos of Kriya B'tzibor, exactly. When Rashi uses the term v'ikah pirsum neis, Rashi doesn't mean pirsum neis klape somebody else. It means it's a kriya shel pirsum. Otherwise, just a kriya something. A person picked up a Megillah, happened to pick it up and read, doesn't mean anything. It means it's a kriya shel pirsum. Kriya shel pirsum, because everybody's chayav Megillah today. So today, when I'm karya Megillah, it's a kriya b'taras pirsum. But if it's not the Zman, so I just pick up my Megillah, so it's just like I haphazardly read a Megillah. What does that have to do with anything? But if it's Asara got together to do it, then it's definitely considered a kiyum of Kriyas and Megillah.
Okay.
The Rams in Perak Alf Lach Yidal, the Chol Eilu Shemagin Vekaran Kodim Yidal, Ein Karnas Ova Pachas Meh Asara. Now the Rav is like this. Omar Avram. V'yaf b'yadalit atzmo mitzvah b'asara, k'ravasi. The Rav Gufi de Poligalei choshlo ha'deravasi. You see? So the Ravid apparently learns like Rashi. It's interesting. The Ravid apparently learns like Rashi. Because he says that af b'yadalit atzmo is mitzvah b'asara. Why? K'ravasi. The Rav Gufi de Poligalei choshlo ha'deravasi. Umay dekas v'rav zal ba'lochos v'dochel ravasi. Lav milsi, deheiched deefshele mehavi ba'asora mitzvah lemahader alayhu, deheiched lo efshir vaday kar biyachid. It would seem from the way the Ravid learns like Rashi, the Ravid learns like Rashi. But it would seem I'll have to change one thing that I said over here. In Rashi, in other words, the question in Rashi is: let's say a person was not mahader achar asara. does it mean he's not Yetzer? Or is he Yetzer anyways, but it's simply a mitzvah lahadar afar asara? It would seem it's mitzvah that he's Yetzer anyways. And when Rashi says, v'ilay ashkach, aval ilay ashkach asara, he doesn't mean that ilo ashkach, that's the only case where you'd be Yetzer. He just says ilo ashkach because it's a mitzvah lahadar. He doesn't want to say that the person is bedafka doing something wrong. So he gives you the case where he's doing something right, ilay ashkach. But it's not, it would seem. The Ravid learns like that too. So therefore, it's a separate halacha, it's a separate kiyum of basara. It's a mitzvah basara. This is not Rovam Hadras Melech, because Rovam Hadras Melech is 500 versus 100. It's asara. It's just that there's a halachic entity of asara. Okay? Alright, the Ram apparently doesn't have it. I mean, that's something we have to consider. If it's halacha of Pirsum Meinisa, so what's the difference between why dafka asara? Rashi doesn't say mitzvah l'mahadar acha esrim or shloshim. That's a separate din of Ravam Hadras Melech, a separate halacha. It doesn't say that. Something more, something special about asara. You see?
So what?
It's an individual.
So the question is, if it's a chovas yachid, what is asara doing for you? You know what I mean? If the other nine people are simply because of Pearson, so then you should have a 20 should be better than 10 and 30 better than 20. But what do you see from this halacha? You see one thing. You see apparently that Kriyas HaMegillah could take place in two frameworks. Either Kriya Shel Yachid or else Kriya Shel Tzibur. That's what you see. In other words, if it was a Chovas Yachid, it wouldn't make any sense Mitzvah L'mahadar Acha Asara. What do you mean Mitzvah L'mahadar Acha Asara? It's not, it doesn't mean, what do you need Asara for? What is Asara doing for you? To be in a tzibur and something a person wants to bench. So mitzvah lahadar achar asara. It doesn't make any sense. If you're doing something that is only yochid, what do I care if you have asara for? You understand what I mean?
It's
a loch of a lakin, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just saying, but a person has to do a maisa mitzvah, so to do a basara when it's a chovas yochid doesn't make any sense. So what does it show you? It shows you one thing. This is what you have to say in Rashi, you have to say in the Ravid. That the halacha is that the Megillah is nikras b'toras yochid, and there's a separate, it's tofes, a tzibor. In other words, a kriya, since it's halacha of pesumenis and Megillah, so kriyas hatzibor is a different level. It's a different chaleis shem, and it's a different halachic entity. There's a halachic entity of a kriyas hatzibor. You see? That's why Rashi and the Ravid say mitzvah lach zarach asar. Mitzvah lach zarach asar. You see? Mitzvah lach zarach asar. Because it's a different entity. Okay? So there's a kriyas haTorah b'toras tzibur, a kriyas haMegillah b'toras tzibur, and a kriyas haMegillah b'toras yachid. That's the mitzvah lachza. Mitzvah lachza means that it's a greater mitzvah to have a kriyas haMegillah b'toras tzibur. It's a different phenomenon. It's a different kiyum kriya. The concept of kriya b'tzibur emerges from the idea that it's considered, that it's a maisa shel persume nisa. Since it's a maisa shel persume nisa, so therefore the kriyas haTzibur is a different level of persume nisa. It's a different level. It's a Maisa HaTzibor. It's Maisa Shel HaTzibor. As a matter of fact, according to what the Rav one time said, what is the concept of Tzibor? He said, Asara represents the whole Klal. Whole Klal Yisrael. What a raiser. So therefore, it makes perfect sense that since the event was an event, it's of the, on the Klal, and the halacha is that you're supposed to be mefarsim, the klal should be mefarsim. So therefore, the halacha b'tzibur means it's a different kind of a thing. Now you're doing this, now the whole call is being karei the Megillah. It's a different kiyum. See? So come to this, two kiyum of persume nisa. Really, actually, the halacha is that the whole call has to, persume nisa means the whole call has to be involved in the creation of Megillah. The Nes has been forcing through Kriyas HaMegillah among the whole call. So individually there's also a Kiyum call, because individually you're part of the call. See, that's what Rashi says. Mitoch Sheichov Bo B'Yom, I'll call Yochid V'Yochid. Koran also afilu b'yachad. That kol koran v'ika pirsum nes. Understand Rashi a little better. Rashi means like this. Rashi means that pirsum nes means that the whole call has to be mefursum among the whole call. That's the law of pirsum nes, right? Now how is it mefursum among the whole call? Because every yachad lanes. But a kriya b'tzibor is a higher level. A kriya b'tzibor. A kriya satzibor means not that the pirsum takes place piecemeal because everybody is the Megillah. It's a kriya b'yachad. Kriya b'yachad is a different kind of a level of pirsum. You see, it's a kriya of the whole kol b'yachad is a different kiyum. So that's why Ravasi said, mitzvah l'mahadar achasara. And the Ravid holds that way too. As a matter of fact, now that Loch of Enkarna saw Ella Betzibor outside of Yidalad makes more sense. Because if you're telling me that there is a phenomenon of a Kriya Satzibor, then I can understand outside of Yidalad why the Kriya Satzibor, what does Asara do? If you're going to tell me that there's only a Chovas Yachid Megillah to begin with, so now when I'm Maktim Liyom Aknisa, so I have to be Yotzim Echovas Yachid, right?
Now, earlier.
What does it help me if I have a Tzibor? I mean, the Tzibor is not Nitfas. But if you say that really the halacha is that there is a kriya b'tzibor, a different chaleshem, now I can understand. A kriya's yachid doesn't make any sense if it's shalob b'zmano. Because what is a yachid's maisa? It doesn't have any credibility. But a tzibor's maisa has credibility. So therefore, it's obvious, it's muchach, that it's a kriya shal megillah lepirsum. You see? So what we're saying is the Rambam also holds that there's a kiyam kriya megillah basara. The only thing is, Ram doesn't mention that the mitzvah that you mechuyev to go be, to run after to try to have that kiyum. That the Ram doesn't say, but the Rambam agrees with. That's the Ravid disagrees with. The Ravid holds that's a mitzvah like we pass like Ravasi to Ravid maintains. It's against Taisvus. I don't know how the Rambam learned the mechuyev, but therefore according to the Rambam there also is a chaleshem of kriya b'tzibur. Rambam also agrees. The only thing he doesn't hold is a chiyev to go be mahadra chatzibur. That's not a chova. It's not a chova to go to have a kriya b'tzibor. But that there is a kiyum like that is definitely so. There's a kiyum of kriya b'tzibor. Okay. See, that's why Rashi couldn't understand the Gemara in plain pshat. Rashi changed the plain pshat in the Gemara, not like Taisvus, because Rashi said that even Ravasi, who requires asura, held its own l'chatchila. Because Rashi couldn't understand how could you say a chovas yochid like kriyas on Megillah, you're not going to be yotzi unless you do a basara. Doesn't make any sense. So Rashi said, no, what he's saying is there's a kiyam asara, but the lechatchil is mahadar achasara. Because there is a greater kiyam of pirsum, and a gavr is chayev to try to, yochid is chayev to try to be, to read on the highest level of pirsum. But to say that a yachid himself can't be yotze, that doesn't make any sense because a chovas yachid basically. That's what bothered Rashi. So it comes out like this. So it comes out now that we've established that there's a separate chalos shem of kriya satzibor, of kriya samgilah betzibor. There's a separate chalos shem of kriya samgilah betzibor. It's a different kind of kriya. Because it has a separate chaleshem. So it comes out, what the Gemara says is that this different type of kriya has certain different requirements. It requires a cheftz of Megillah that's muchach. In tzibur, in the kriya b'tzibur, the kriya b'teras tzibur requires a cheftz of shel Megillah that's muchach. In yachid, there's no such thing. Because in Yochid is a different kind of a kiyum, is an individual. An individual knows the Megillah is Megillah. But in the Kriya B'tzibor, there's a different kind of requirement for the Cheftz Shel Megillah. The Cheftz Shel Megillah must be Muchach. Alright? Yeah, there is one Shita, the Tur, he quotes it, the name of the Tur, but I think the Shilta Gemara quotes it as a Bala Ita. That the hell, that when the Gemara says B'tzibor, it means B'basic Knesses. Means a basic nessus. But it's not a loch of yud. You see? What did that sheet to hold? See, they tried to answer the problem. What they held was like this. What they held was, like we mentioned before, that the loch of piersum demands that you do the utmost piercing. If you fail to do the utmost piercing, then you're not yet. So a comment in a basic knesset where everybody's there, it's a makom piercing. If you're not mafasim the chefs of shel megillah properly, so then you're not yetzer. It's mocking the whole kiyum. That's what he are. But it's very difficult to say because tzibur means asara basically. That's what he's. That's what he argued in that shot. Say tzibur means asara. Tzibur means asara. In asara, it's already harder to say you're not yetzer. So I think the answer is basically the same answer that we said with regard to Hanukkah. In other words, by Pearson, by Hanukkah, it says, "Ubismanas akonam neichos shachana v'daya." I, how come it's not v'dayo if it's not bismanas akonam? The answer is because Pearson is relative to the situation. Pearson is relative to the situation. Now, and if I don't do the Pearson that's relative to the situation, I'm not yetzer. See, you can't ask, shalom b'shasa sakana, let me be yetzer b'teras. At least, you say I could be answered. No, you can't say that because it's a different situation with vis-a-vis piercing. Now, since there's two halachas of kriya, there's two kiyumim of kriya. There's a kiyum of kriya basara, which is one tsuras piercing, and there's a kiyum of kriya biyachid, which is a different tsuras piercing. You can't ask how come. If I don't fulfill the requirements relative to a tzuras piercing of asara, I should be at least yotze b'teras yachid. You can't ask such a question because there's a tzuras piercing for asara, and the halacha is piercing is relative to the conditions and the situation. So in that situation of piercing, you require that the whole kol should know that it's a megillah. It should be muchach that it's a megillah. That's the nature of the ma'isa piercing. If you don't do that, you see, if you don't do that piercing, if you don't read it that way, b'kol, b'tzibur, then you're lacking in the kriya shel piercing shel tzibur. You can't say if I'm lacking in kriya shel piercing shel tzibur, I should have a kriya shel piercing shel yachid. Because piercing is relative to the situation. The phenomenon of piercing is relative to the situation. So you have nothing. You don't have a crucial piercing at all. See, there's a situation of yochid, and when the yochid is alone and he reads a megillah, that's a situation of yochid. Then he's in the framework of the piercing of yochid. And he can fulfill his requirements as a piercing shel yochid. But a piercing shel tzibur is a different phenomenon altogether. And piercing's relative to the situation. So you can't just say that this if a certain situation requires a certain tsuras piercing, you can't say that that even though I didn't fulfill it in that situation, but let me be yotze as if it was another situation. It's not another situation. Piercing, his question was, b'chol masayim on it. That I have a tzibur, but at least I have 10 yechidim. So why can't the yachid be yotze? That was a shagas ayas kasha. It's a good kasha, but it's a good kasha in general. It'd be impossible to have such a thing. He's right. Because, b'chol masayim mona, I'm a yochid, let me at least be yotze b'teras yochid. But once I say that piercing is a phenomenon that's relative to a situation, it means that there's a different tsuras piercing for each situation. So there's a tsuras piercing for a yochid, is it tzuras piercing for a tzibor? The moment I say that there is a halacha of kriya b'tzibor, that kriya b'tzibor is a chalei shem, it's an entity, then it has its own framework of tzuras piercing. If you don't fulfill those requirements, you simply not yetzer. You simply not yetzer. You can't say lo yehei ele yachid. It's not a yachid, because piercing is relative to the situation, to the framework in which it finds itself. That's why Menichal Shulchan Avedaya, that situation, that's person. You see? So therefore, the question that's the answer to this question. See, the Shagasai's question is, if you say there's no difference, it's a question of Yachid and Tzibur, he'd be right. If the Yachid's there, fine, the Yachid should be Yotze. What do I care? Dalma Yachid and Tzibur, but the Yachid's there, right? But if you're talking about a phenomena, that's a relativistic phenomena, it's relative to a situation. It's a different phenomena of piercing in tzibur than in yachid. It's a different entity of Pirsum. Now you can't say that lo yehei el yochid. You can't say that because it's a different phenomenon. It's a different tzuras on mitzvah, and it's a different kiyum, and it's a different kiyum. So that kiyum and that tzura has its own requirements of Pirsum. If you don't do it, you're not answering. You're not satisfying the requirements of Pirsum in that situation, and that's it. You can't be yotze b'taras tzibur, and you are a tzibur. It's not a situation of yochid. So you can't be yotze b'taras yochid either. So you're not yotze at all. You see? What we're saying is that tzibur is a different tzuras pirsum. That's what we're saying.
You're getting this from...
In other words, that's what we said before. Even if you disagree with the Ravid maintains it's mitzvah lahadar like Ravasi l'achasara. But even the Rambam who doesn't say mitzvah lahadar achasara, but still he recognizes there is a different kriya shel asara. Kriya shel asara is a different kriya. He also not mechuyif to do it. Of course, you could read the Megillah yourself. There's no chiyuv to do it, but there definitely is a different tzura. V'haraya, because he says, "Chol Eshem Hakdim V'Karan Kadam Midalan Ein Karan Aso V'Pachas Me'Asara." You see, what kind of halacha is that? Pachas Me'Asara. You see that there is an entity of kriya basara. It's a different tzura of kriya. It's a different tzura of kriya. In other words, the moment you have 10 people get together, since the halacha recognizes a kriya shel tzibur, so that's now you're in the situation. Since the halacha recognizes that there is such a phenomenon of kriya shel tzibur, now you can become the tzibur. And now there's a chova to be kare b'tara tzibur. You see? Just like what makes, if 10 people together in a room and it's time to daven ma'arif. Since there's a phenomenon of 10 a kriya of 10, so the moment 10 people get together on Purim, that's halachically they become chayev in a kriya shel tzibur, right. a totally different kind of kriya. And if they don't fulfill that, that becomes the tzuras pirsum that they're related to. If they don't execute it properly, then not yet at all. Not yet at all. Because Pearson is relative to the situation. The only question is this. The only question, according to Ravid and Rashi, that learned that the Machlokes is whether Mochi L'Chatchila to go with Madlar HaSara is, everybody holds that there's two different Tzuras Pearson. But the question is whether as a Yachid you can Machayev me to go to become part of the other Tzuras Pearson. I'm not Machayev. Always, let's say the question is whether there's a chova to do it. Is that, in other words, do I have a chova? What is the chi of Kriyas HaMegillah? Is
or the chova is Kriya Shel Pirsum, and if there's a higher, if I can fulfill the Kriya in a higher level, it's a chi of me to do it.
Yeah, obviously, what I was saying is true. And you don't have to say that. You could say like this. You could say that since there's no pirsum biyochid, kodem's mano, because there's no pirsum, because it's not a crucial pirsum. But if you have 10 people, so then you're doing it in front of 10, so there's your pirsum. You could say that way too.
Yeah, but still you.
I'm saying the only thing is, if you say it that way, right, so then you're going to have to say that Rav holds there's no kiyum shalasara.
Right.
And that's why he argues on Ravasi. But then you're going to be stuck with the Rambam. How can you differentiate between Megillah Ksuvim and Ksuvim between Tzibur and Yachid? Because there's no such phenomenon of Tzibur altogether. So, lo yehei ela asar yechidim? Why can't you be Yitzah? But if Bir Halacha holds Halacha like the Shagas Ayah, it's against the Rambam. It's against the Rambam. It's hard to pass the Shagas Ayah against the Rambam. According to Teisvus, according to Ravasi, you're not Yotzeh Shalom B'Tzibur. It's an interesting thing. It means it's not just the Kiyum, but that is the Tzuras Mitzvasa, is Dafke B'Tzibur. Even though it's a Chovas Yachid. Rashi didn't want to learn that way. Rashi has a Chovas Yachid. How can you say that you require a Tzibur? But Teisvus held it's a Chovas Yachid, but the Kiyum, the Tzuras Kiyum Mitzvasa requires Tzibur. That's what Teisvus held. We just said two brief points on on the halacha of Mishloach Monos. So one is that the Rambam seems to say halacha of Machlof Sudasa. So the Rambam seems to say in Ein Lo Machlof from Chavera Zeshleich Lazes Sudasa Zeshleich Lazes Sudasa. So
So what does Rambam mean v'im ein lo? It would seem it's only b'di'evet, but l'chatchila, really, it's not good to do that. It shouldn't be machlid the suda. But shavi on suda, besides, you should send mishloach manos. Why can't you be machlid? Why isn't machlid perfectly fine halachically? You have both. You have the suda and you have mishloach manos. So we say it was like this, because the Rambam says, ketzachol es misfazusha yochal basa v'yisakein suda noa k'fiyah shetim tziyodo. So why did the Rambam say v'yisakein suda noa k'fiyah shetim tziyodo? Why didn't the Rambam just say, ketzachol es misfazusha yochal basa im suda noa k'fiyah shetim tziyodo? You see? Apparently the halacha is, according to the Rambam, that the halacha is, according to the Rambam, that a person should make sure that he has, he should misakein a suda noa, means he should make sure that he has everything that he needs and wants to eat. And if a person is invited, let's say, somewhere else, it may be a suda noa for the other person, but it might not be a suda noa for him. In other words, it must be misakein suda noa, k'fiyah shetim tziyodo, means that he should misakein in his terms a suda noa. So that's why the Rambam says v'mein lo. Why? Because if he doesn't have the if v'mein lo, so he has mekayim the mitzvahs. So that's halacha he can take precedence. But but the halacha of the simcha sayom is not just that he eats a suda, but that the nature of the suda should be such that he has everything that he wants, everything that he'd like to have in a suda. So therefore, if somebody else gives him a suda, he's lacking in the halacha of yisakin suda noa. Then we say one more thing. The Gemara and Dav Zayin in Megillah, the Gemara has these interesting stories that they sent them shalach monas, and they complained. He says, then they tell him, Kiyamta Banu Rabbeinu Shemeshloach Manos, Ishlael. What do you have to tell him that for? He sent them, there's a story anymore. He sent, Shalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal 3-year-old calf? No, shlish in the bet, whatever.
Third one.
The garva de chamra. So he says, shalach le kiyamta bana rabbeinu mishloach manas ishul re'eo. So what, that's one gesa. What does it mean? What do you have to say? Kiyamta rabbeinu mishloach manas ishul re'eo. What does it mean? And then you have further on the Gemara that one sent him, he sent him kimcha, right? And then he said, so they criticized him. They said that now that you're a big person, you still send the same, things that you used to send before. You see? And then you had one of them sent then he sent them back the long peppers and the ginger. So he answered him back. He said, I sent you sweet things. You sent me sharp things. What is all this going on in the Gemara? You see? Then also the Gemara goes in that the Gemara mentions about Abaya. He came and he ate so much at the house over there. I mean, what is this whole Gemara about? Let's see what the Gemara is saying over here is formulating the framework of Mishloach Manos. That Mishloach Manos isn't just a Maisa Mitzvah. Mishloach Manos isn't just a Maisa Mitzvah. That you just take whatever it is, a halachic obligation, and you just give the person the money, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, Now, Mishloach Manos is a halacha that you must engender in the other person a certain sense of a certain feeling of appreciation. That's what the halacha is. It's supposed to make the other person satisfied, happy. It's supposed to engender a certain feeling in the other person through the mana. Therefore, it's not just a halacha that you just send the mana. So therefore, that's why he said, Kiyamta bana rabbeinu mishloach manos ishl reyo. What do you mean? He meant you makayim that mitzvah. That's why the Gemara says, that's why he said, they complained, they said, what do you mean? You used to send, when you were poor, that's what you said, now you still send the same thing? I mean, what is the taina? The taina is that that's not Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos means if you don't demonstrate that the other person is important to enough to send them a really nice money, so then, there's no kiyum. So apparently Mishloach Manos is not just a Maisa Balma. Mishloach Manos has a in order to mekayim shloach manos, you have to bring about a certain kiyum b'leiv. If you don't bring about the kiyum b'leiv, you're lacking the kiyum shloach manos. That's the law. That's why it's mishloach manos yishlu re'eyo on the conscience. That's right. Because otherwise, if it was just a ma'isa mitzvah, you keep anybody. And the Ram says mitzvah laharbos b'reyim. Doesn't he say?
Yeah, l'reyim.
L'reyim. L'reyim means only to friends. Because only in this, by a friend can you have that situation where you can engender such a response, such a feeling. But stama person you don't know, there's no mitzvah. It would seem that you could send anything as long as it's really a davar chashuv. So Yoni Sachs wants to bring a raya that you yetze, even if you don't evoke these feelings, congenial feelings. Why? Because you see that the Rambam says that switching your suit is good, and in that case, you see that the person knows he's going to give away a suit. So therefore, it lacks in the feelings of mishloach manos, because it's a switch. It's a switch. It could very well be that's why the Rambam says v'mein law. It makes a lot of sense. V'mein law means that you're not being the kind of mitzvah b'shlemusa. Mitzvah b'shlemusa is to evoke a certain response, certain feeling. But b'di'evet, at least you should do the ma'isa mitzvah. At least he has a ma'isa mitzvah. So come on the Rambam that if v'mein law means it wouldn't be yet to both. Even if it was a suda that he liked very much, he still shouldn't do because of doesn't evoke the feelings of mishloach manos. It's an interesting thing. So therefore, it would seem that there is a tzuras mitzvah. There is a tzuras mitzvah, but then b'shleimusa requires that it should evoke the feelings. But if it's if you just do the tzuras mitzvah, you're not really the kind of mitzvah b'shleimusa. That's the main law. Good, very good.